It Torah was translated into the language of Greek, leading to the opportunity for the guy to have the Torah, to try to learn the Torah, and that leads to performing Torah. So today, we're going to talk about Kavanah Torah, as I mentioned Friday night. So we saw one shot from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shalei Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. From Tzeifa learned, Shalei Baruch Hu Torah Tchila is that they did not have Kavan Tamidei Chachamim. Shalei Baruch Hu Torah, they didn't bless the Torah Tchila. In other words, the Rabbanim and the Rosh Hashivas, there was so much negativity towards them. And therefore, they didn't bless them. They didn't bless those that are involved with Torah Tchila. Therefore, we're trying today to be stuck in that tape. We'll talk about Kavod Talmidei Chachamim during davening. A very interesting question. So what I did was I'm going to connect the parsha and this last week's parsha, Vayigash, and the Tulsa Tefillah and the Yimei Chayshech as we head into the 3 days where we are being mispiled to Kodesh Baruch Hu to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash as we're going to see today a beautiful Yisai from the Birkei Yosef regarding Talmidei Chachamim and how that's respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We rebuild, we begin the process. There is a Birkei Yosef, and the question that we're going to talk about is the middle of Shemana, the middle of Kriya Shema, the middle of davening, and a Chacham walks in, would you stand up? Well, you're in the middle of davening. Now, we are constantly being, and we'll have to figure out a way how to change this, we're constantly being bombarded by people that come to collect tzedakah during davening. Somehow, we should try to figure out a way how to keep them to come at a certain time and not to bombard us throughout the different parts of Atzilah. As Rav Moshe Sternberg says, in the middle of davening, Isaac and Mitzah, I'm parted from tzedakah right now, I'm being Isaac in my tefillah. Right now, I'm trying to concentrate. They come over to you and they want money. They're stopping you from focusing on your tefillah. And really, they should not be able to come into a shul and disturb the tefillah. We have a mitzvah tzedakah, not during davening. We have a mitzvah tzedakah before davening. It says, give tzedakah before davening. Give tzedakah by Baruch Davening. Give tzedakah. But that's part of the tefillah. But for them to come and really ruin the atmosphere of the tefillah, it's the places where you daven. It's constant. It's nonstop. It's really really wrong. So we do find that there's an inyan vice of mitzvah, pata mitzvah. But what we are going to see today is that when it comes to kavod talmidei chachamim, that might, we'll see, it's a big argument about this, does that override our tefillah or not? So there was a Rav, and the Birkei Yosef brings him down, who discussed this idea of while you're davening, if a chacham walks into the shul, would you stand up? Would you stand up for a Rosh Hashiva? Would you stand up for a Rebbe? You're in the middle of davening, Isaac Mitzvah, middle of davening, do I stand up or not? What I want to do with Dalam today is just because it's the parsha, it really is the parsha. Because why is it the parsha? Yosef meets Yaakov, and Yaakov is saying Kriya Shema. And what's he saying Kriya Shema for? Yosef is a melech. And if Yosef is a melech, he should be respecting the melech right now. It's like you meet the king, you're talking to him. You meet the king, you should be showing respect. Now, I understand Yosef is his son. And Yosef is, you don't have to give respect to your son. But we do see in halacha, first of all, a melech overrides all other people that we respect. And also the concept of Yosef being a Talmid Chacham, and we find in halacha where the son is a Talmid Chacham, the father wants to stand up, he could. So that is the discussion in the parsha where there's a back and forth. Where was Yaakov up to when he was reading Kriya Shema? Was he in the first parsha? Was he in the second parsha? And we're going to see a Maridika, just the back and forth of how to read the parsha. But I want to therefore go down inside a little bit because it is a fascinating sugya. Although it is a lot of parts to this, to answering this question that are going to help us in other aspects of our tefillah. So let's read inside over here. Birkei Yosef, this is not him. This is his Rav that he quotes a long piece, extremely long piece from the Birkei Yosef, where he discusses this question about standing up at Talmidei Chacham while you're in the middle of davening, any part of davening. In Baruch Shomar, oh, you're in Nafi, you're sitting. So, B'shas HaTfilah, he brings down, don't stand up. Why? The Ein Chalk and Kavod HaTam, Makom HaRav. He's talking to Hashem. I'm talking to Hashem. What are you standing up to? I'm in the middle of discussing, talking, praising God. I am thanking Hashem. And I am in wherever I am in davening. What am I standing up for a chacham for? You know, the halach is, it's in Shulchan Aruch, clearly in Shulchan Aruch, you don't give kavod to a Talmud, the makam harav. You're not allowed to respect the Talmud. It's disrespectful. And if it's disrespectful, so what are you standing up? You're talking to Hashem. Now, all of you are going to ask me, how does Hashem leave Avraham Avinu? How does Avraham leave Hashem? He's sitting with Hashem. Comes the Hakanasas Arachim, and he leaves the presence of Hashem. What do you mean? How do you do that? You're talking to Hashem. All that is discussed in the Birkei Yosef. But what I want to see today is a side, and this side really changed my whole thinking because I did pass in a certain way up until this point, because based on what this Rav says, if I was teaching in school, then if I'm teaching, I'm in a classroom and I'm speaking, and then let's say now I have my Talmidim, so my Talmid walks in, but that Talmid is there ready. Right? So again, I was speaking, I'm giving a lecture in a yeshiva. I was lecturing in a yeshiva a few weeks ago, and they stood up there. I'm speaking. While I'm speaking, their Rebbe walked in, and he was a Talmud of me. I was his Rebbe. So the question was, would they stand up for him or not? Is that disrespect for me or not? Because I'm the Rebbe.
The opposite, isn't that your comment?
Very good. So that's what we have to see. That's what we're going to see from the Birkei Yosef. The Rebbe Yosef actually says one thing, one way. But very good. That's what we have to see. Is that my covet too? But you see, not so. Because if that's so, Ephraim, so what is this Rav saying? Don't stand up for the Chacham when you're davening Tashem. You be chal covet. That's covet Tashem. Very good. And he says not. Very good. So the Birkei Yosef says what you said. He doesn't get it. But this Rav says it. And then what he writes? Unbelievable. From Karbanos ad Aleinu Lishabeach, all the way from beginning of davening till Aleinu Lishabeach. So you're talking Tashem. Tzairich Gavoyim al Derech Emes. So you can't, any time during davening, then you can't stand up until after Olin. The Raya of Yaakov Avinu, the Raya is from Yaakov. Sheyakara Shema, he's reading Shema. He kisses his son. When you kiss his son, he's a melech.
That's what we say, we give shalom. Go on.
Excellent, very good. That's why we have to understand what's going on over there. You give shalom, very good. It doesn't make sense. That's all part of what we have to see over there. Maybe this is worse. I don't know, you have to give shalom. What? He was, but he didn't give cover to Yosef. He's saying Shema because he's directing his love to Hashem. Fine. Whatever answer you want to say, if you said that, that's the Maral says that he'd want to direct. You still have to give cover to the Melech. So he says this Rav, with Arayim Yaakovinu, there is reading, and he didn't kiss Yosef. Oh, said, so you could say, okay, maybe he was reading the first passage of Shema. And first part of Shema, you don't stop for anything. Who said he was reading the first pasuk of Shema? Be'im halacha or ephemis, and being that you don't know what to do. Sheva tasad, don't stand up for the chacham. Kol shekain, ki kekavod hamakom. You're respecting Hashem. Ki megareas, nasan ubizayan. You're leaving makom akav. Avraham Avinu, I ask you the kasha. Avraham Avinu leaves Hashem. Be'im rayim Avraham Avinu. Shamal nasav, adoyim akav. He wasn't being makabal halacha shemayim. He was sitting with Hashem. He's not being mekabel on Malchus Shemayim. I don't know what he's doing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not being mekabel on Malchus Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him, whatever that means. But he's not being mekabel. Oh, you're in the middle of being mekabel on Malchus Shemayim. What are you stepping out of that world of Kabbalah Shemayim to be mekayim standing up for a chacham?
Not from Karbanos.
And that's what?
From Karbanos
and on.
From Karbanos, not being mekabel on Malchus Shemayim.
Right. Although you say Shema, yeah, I don't know what you mean. Right. So that the loy mekabel chashma in that part, but he's still saying that it's ain't talking kavod from Rav. He's talking to Hashem, even with the karbanos, it's tefillah. Comes the Birkei Yosef and he attacks this. Obviously, he says you're bringing a raya from Yaakov Avinu. What we don't know where Yaakov was up to. We have no idea. Maybe he wasn't the first pasuk of Shema. Maybe he was saying Shema Yisrael at that moment. At that exact moment, you say, do I know where he was up to? So just to show you how rabbanim work. So one Rav is trying to bring a raya that who said Yaakov Avinu was in the first parsha, maybe in the first parsha, maybe it was somewhere else. Another Rav says, no, but maybe he was in the first. And if he was in the first, that's why he didn't stop. Because we'll see, the first pasuk is much more of a need not to interrupt. Says, so let's read, I put it in bold over there. If you want to see the whole sugya, it's a fascinating sugya here, how they each go through the parsha. But I want to read you the bold over here. He says, Hayesh b'zeh raya man d'maisi raya. Are you going to bring a raya la halacha la maisa? Because mi amar, who said? In other words, we don't know where Yaakov was. I don't know where he was up to. But you're going to bring a raya? But raya did it to you. So I'll push away your raya. Even kayyam edafter, I could say it was the first pasuk of Shema. Who said? Like you said, he was directing his love to Hashem. You don't stop in the middle of Maaseh Merkava. And that's the first pasuk. Look how the Birkei Yosef says, and if you don't know what to do, so he says, don't do anything. That's not true. You know what you should do? Look at what the people do. It's fascinating how it passes a lot. Look at what people do. Everybody stands up for the Rabbanim when they walk into shul. Kumu imdu babate knesias, go to shul, ubishas hazmirois, ubirchas akriya shema, lifnei tamicham, they all stand up. Kamu vamu, they stand up. This is the site of today's shir. Kavod hamakom, yimigarei and kavod hamakom, and in kol and kavod tamirav, in emuch it's wrong. Danami lo, if you're standing up for tamid hacham, you're being mekayem mitzvah. U kavod hamakom, misraba, you're giving kavod to Hashem, you should keep his Torah. He said, keep my Torah, and you're standing up for the chacham. So you see, they're arguing in this concept of Ein Chalkin Makom. What? And that's what Avram did, right? And that's what, then you don't have a kashrut, right? That's what he says later. Then you don't have a kashrut on Avram. But then what do you say Ein Chalkin Kabbalat Makom Arav? In other words, you have to come up with a scenario here where you're giving cover to the Talmud, but it has nothing to do with the Rav. It's not cover to the Rav. So that, again, it's Ein Chalkin Talmud. You can't give cover to the Talmud but Makom Arav. It means the Rav is there. So what is the scenario where you're giving to the Kavod to, and the Halach is like that in Shulchan Aruch. It says you're not allowed to give Kavod to the Talmud Makom Rav. But now we're saying that, what do you mean? This is Kavod to the Rav. Because by standing up for his Talmud, that's really Kavod to him because he taught him. He was a Rebbe. So then what would be the scenario where it's not? So in order to answer this question, let's go through Makaber because it's really, really important. I see the Olam is a little bit confused what we're allowed to do with Kriya Shema. From there, we're going to go to Bosner, what he says about this. It's an important halacha question. And from there, we're going to go to, because this has always been my question about learning during this man. You're waiting for me to finish Shema, whoever you are. You're not letting, maybe you should be learning then either. Even if you finish Shema, we're going to learn from Chaim Kanievsky on your side. There's a lot of that's nagia to all of us during davening, when we're allowed to learn, when we're not allowed to learn. And the Olam will see Chidushim from this point on. We're heading into Hilchos Kriya Shema. It says the Mechaber like this. Then we're going to come back to my Shaila, because it's very important. Let's go through the Halacha. Kairi Kriya Shema, someone's reading Kriya Shema. Yermas Benov. No Ramazi. Layukas Vesasov. You can't show in any way trying to get their attention. Layira Be'etvaisov. Don't show with your fingers. Don't point. Be'parsha Rishayna. First whole parsha. The whole first parsha. Ika Kabosel Vancha Shemaim. Eshenerik Kairarai. If you're motioning to somebody, then Kriya Shema is not. You're not focusing on your Kriya Shema. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, it's Keva. You definitely can't give tzedakah then. You're in the middle of the first parasha of Kriya Shema. I'm in the middle of Shemiyah. If someone comes up, you ignore
him. Not only when you be yoytze the deraisa or anything.
What do you mean?
It's only the first time you make Kriya Shema for the day.
Yeah, I'm saying the first time
you be yoytze Kriya Shema. It's Kriya Shema by brachas.
Mean it's not your Ikka Kriya Shema? Okay, then it's different. We're talking about this is your Kriya Shema of the day. All right, this is, says the Mishnah Berura clearly. Lo yirmais, I feel it's our mitzvah. Even if I'm pointing to someone for a mitzvah purpose, that would be giving tzedakah. Asur l'rameis, you can't be m'rameis. V'kol shken avadir asur l'shoyf tabak v'Kriya Shema. You can't be smoking, you can't be smelling tabak during Kriya Shema. That shows a chisarin in the whole Kriya Shema. We already spoke about this. People doing things during davening or Kriya Shema, drinking, obviously you shouldn't be doing that either. The whole davening. But for sure, during Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to do that. Comes the Mechaber and says like this. So first parasha Kriya Shema, we clearly see zero. You don't do anything. That would seem that you don't stand up. If you're in the middle of the first parasha Kriya Shema, and the Chacham walks in, after, right? You would not stand up.
That's from Shema till the end of the Haftarah.
Till the end of the Haftarah, till Vayom Shemaya, right. Whole parasha Mishayna. Till Bahaya, that's the halacha. So then for sure, what we're saying is then you shouldn't stand up for the Rav then, or anybody. That is a Talmud Chacham. Comes the Mechaber, let's go Vayta now. So that was Siman Samach Gimel. Let's go to Siman Samach Vav. Then our Prakim, if you're in between the Prakim, Shalom B'Shalom Adam, you can say a lot. You can say Shalom Aleichem. Umeshiv Shalom. You can answer too. You can answer to anybody. Someone says Shalom Aleichem, you can answer. Today the halacha is different because we don't really, this is not common. to do this. Uve'emtza, if you're middle of Kriya Shema, Shalom b'Shalom Yishu Yar. You're allowed to say Shalom to someone who's Yarmenu. Kigain Avivai Rabbi, definitely a Melech then too, like he says, Kol Shkei Melech. And you can answer a lot of the mitzvah. But even b'emtza pasuk, even in b'emtza pasuk, chut, except mi pasuk Shema Yisrael, l'baruch Shem. There lo yafse klal. So what do we see here? You can't be merameh during the first parasha. However, the mechaber tells us that you are allowed to answer, and you can say hello, say shalom to someone who's yarimenu, a melech. So in the, you can, except for Shema Yisrael. Clearly, the mechaber says you're allowed to say shalom to someone who is a melech. That's the mechaber over here. So once again, just to make sure we understand it, you can't be merameh in the first parasha. No ramazim, no pointing to anybody, not looking at phones, not doing anything during Kriya Shema, first parasha for sure not. Now we have another halacha over here. We have halacha about greetings. Or greetings in the times of the Gemara, you're allowed to do it. Comes like this. Let's go now back to the Birkei Yosef. Says the Birkei Yosef, and he says he doesn't understand what's going on over there. I don't understand why this Rav made this into a whole problem. Barbe Rav, go take out a Shulchan Aruch. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're in the middle of Kriyishma. Shayel of Ne'ayera. You're allowed to be Shayel to Lamelech. You could say Shalom Aleichem. Alma, what do you see? After the Emtza HaPerek, you could be in the middle of the Perek, you say Shalom Rabbi. After Kari Kishma, the Kai Emtza HaPerek Umafsi. You're in the middle of the Perek, you're allowed to be Mafsi. Therefore, he doesn't understand. You bring a riot from Yaakov over you. Oh, so now let's go back to Yaakov then. If you tell me you're allowed to do it, so what's with Yaakov? Why did he stop? You're allowed. You tell me you're allowed. So Yaakov should have stopped. Give covet to the Melech. Right? We have to understand Yaakov over you. If this is all true, we just went through the halacha. And the halacha is you're allowed to say Shalom to Yare. So why isn't Yaakov saying Shalom to?
Must be he's in the first part.
Unless he's in the first part.
Very good. Unless, well, we don't know. See, I need to me alamation. The heavy rhyme Yaakov, the Savak, the Yekirish Ma, Acher Pasuk Rishon. And he asked, right, like we just said, by Redina, the Mesh of Shachar, the Mav, Emsa Pasuk, whatever. The timing there, fun. The Lishol, the Shalom Rab, the Hakol Kavit Shemaim, the Kaimitis, Yisbarak, the Chabe, turn over the sheet, the Chabe, Rabbe, Haroin, Shem Haki Yahatur, so Enochanami, he must have been in the first Pasuk. And if he's in the first pasuk, then he can't interrupt. We don't know, right? We don't know where Yaakov is. But based on halacha, we're going to have to say that that's where Yaakov was. Yaakov was saying Shema Yisrael. Oh, in Shema Yisrael, you're not allowed to do anything. But Enochanami, if he would have been in Vyohafta, he would have stopped. And he would have said, he would have kissed his son. He would have given him covet. He would have said Shalom. So it has to have been. So let's see Rav Ozner. And Rav Ozner says like this. Asher Shal, for those that ask, Kishrei Parashah Rishonah Kriya Shmiya Pot. Impot the Malach. So let's stop right here. Let's answer the question ourselves. You're in first parasha Kriya Shema, and now someone walks in, would you stand? So definitely the rest of the davening, we don't have a shiloh. Stand up. No matter where you are, you stand up. You're not saying anything anyway. What are you doing standing up? If you're in the first parasha Kriya Shema, so the Rambam would all say, it's Pasha, you're allowed to do it, right? We just said, because the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef is telling us that only Yaakov was in the first parasha. First parasha, you're not allowed to be shayl, be shalom anybody. You Yermaz, you can't be Meramiz, but this is not Remez.
Is that called Mefneh Yori?
So the question is where Rav Ozner means. I don't have to talk, what?
Is that called Mefneh Yori?
Yeah, is he Melech? I Kol Shkei Melech. Now it says Kol Shkei Melech. So Rabbi said, tell me what you think. We're reading a tshuva. If I was writing the tshuva right now, I would tell everybody here, you can stand up. What? You should be able to stand up. I being Meramiz, you know, it's not Meramiz. You're allowed to go ahead and say Shalom to the Rebbe. You can say Shalom. So this is different than being Meramiz and pointing to someone. Mishavu say Kol Shkei Melech Dvar Mitzvah. Fine, even a Dvar Mitzvah I can't do. But Lachem Lefnei Rabbi, maybe we see that you're allowed. So let's see how Rav Ozner answers it, and we'll see if we agree or not. And Chelik Vav, they ask him this question. Asher Shal Kishikar Pash Rishayin Kish Patam Lachem. Sveikoi brings him a Chaber. And the Chaber says La Yirmas La Yikrets. Hine Be'emtza Kriya Mamish Yirah the Potter. Uvimakim Shem Amsi Ahiyas Akasha. You're allowed to be Masnei Akavid. Yirah the Chayv Lachem. It's mashmi you could keep in the habim. That's covered. I'll upon him. Ah, for gav she kasev apayiskin. The mizvan hazeh she'im akpidin also lahafsek b'kriyas shema kav. Now no one's makpid. Now if the Rebbe walks in, if the melech, the melech would be different. You're not stopping. Haynu kishemasek v'dibur. Avol kima ba'alma deloi nikra hafsek b'kriyas shema yira dechaya bebein aprakim al kol panim. Bein aprakim. What do you mean? Why only bein aprakim? Rav Ozner is agreeing that we should be looking at the halacha of Kriyashma, what we're allowed to do in the middle of Kriyashma, and then we know if you're allowed to stand up. So why only Ben Aprakim? According to what he himself said, it's not just covet. In other words, if you're allowed to be mafsik ne'a covet, so why? So let's go back to the Mechaber. What did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said, except for the Emtza Pasik, he says, Rabbein Aprakim Shoyal B'Shalom Adam, Meshal. So Rav Ozner is telling you, Yaakov Avinu is dealing with a melech. Oh, melech is allowed. But when you're dealing over here with going back to that, you're going aviv a rabbi, so you're allowed to be shayel b'shalom. So why would Rav Ozner hold? You're not allowed to stand up in the first parak. You're allowed to be shayel. We don't stand up. Why not? Because no one's makpid. I mean, not saying we don't say shalom because no one's makpid today. If you don't say shalom, no one's going to get upset. It's not a lack of covet. But if you're telling me
in
not
the middle of Kriyashma,
the middle of first parish of Kriyashma, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right, we don't do it in Kriyashma. We're not going to interrupt. But if you're telling me that you could go in aviv a rabbi a meshu gadol menu, then you're allowed to be shayel. So why would Rav Ozner hold that you can't stand up in the middle of the parish? He only says bein aprakim. In our prakim, I understand, Shel v'shalom adam nichbad. But is he, why would he hold that you don't stand up? That's the part I don't understand. In his tshuva, because he says, the chai b'bein aprakim. So we are going to see the answer of Chaim Kanievsky too, and we'll see what he says. So let's.
It's al kapanim.
I know al kapanim, but what's al kapanim? The way we're learning.
Maybe even this, but maybe because of the bismanas that were not makrid, we're not, it's uncertain what to do.
Because he wrote a line before, that's when you're masvi diva, kiba ba'amadul, and nikra hafsi in Kriyashma. So, then, you know, I'm not being masvi anyway. It's the lawyerma. He brings it to the lawyerma. He
probably
needs to say one
paragraph. So maybe that's why.
But standing up, we are a masvi. You have to stand up. We don't interrupt, but standing up, we do. So, maybe, I don't know. It's a little hard to understand because we'll see shortly. We'll see how Rechan Kanievsky does. So let's learn a Rav, very important before we go further, is to learn another Mechaber. This one is in Siman Samaches. Yesh Mekaymos, there are places, Shemapsikim Abirchas Kriyashma, Lema Piyutim. You go to shuls, Tashabar Chasidim, Bayayantiv, they say Piyutim. Benachin Lemnayim Alayim Rav, the Mechaber holds, don't say it. That's why we don't say it. We don't say it because you're interrupting. But obviously, there are others that say it, and that's the Yesh Mekaymos. Says the Ramah, we have to read this Rama slowly and understand what's going on during this man of Birchas Kriyashma. V'yeshayim, I mean, like the Rama says, the ain't Issa B'David. There's no Issa at all because I'm anyway praising Hashem. Chaynayigin, and they were naig b'chol mekayim eslaim. So it's interesting. The Rama says that you should say all these piyutim. Ba'mekel, if you want to be mekel and you don't want to say it, you don't lose out. So therefore, we don't say it. We make davening too long. So if too long, people are going to tune out. So we're mekel. That's what happened with us. We make it, we don't say it. However, don't do anything else while they're saying the piyutim. So if I'm davening in a shul where they're saying all these piyutim, don't learn Torah. Feel the divrei Torah, slahasik. You can't learn Torah. Kol zman shatzibar, I'm a piyutim. Kol shken sha'asa ledaber, I can't talk. However, me shalayman al yidei hearer, if I'm learning with hearer, right, I'm looking at a sefer, there's no problem. Let's be assured. The Hira Lavkin is about me. Ella, how do you read these words now? Ella, Shemitakach, if you're going to be reading in a Sefer, Yavayu, you might come to speak. The Yavala, they have sick. So it's better not to do it. That's what he seems to be saying. He says there's no Avera, but don't do it. Okay. And therefore, Ein Adam, Lifresh, Atom, Etzibur, do not stop. If they say it with them. Better to say it. Says Ramah, you're sitting in a shul, they're saying all these piyutim, say it along with them, because you can't learn. If you learn, you're not doing it aveir, because you're not saying the words of the you're not saying the words of the sefer. However, you can end up talking. La halacha, if you just read this Ramah, this is what most bring down. Let's say, what does that have to do with piyutim? If I am in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, and the davening is very slow, I was in a shul last week, davening was slow, the davening, I could have made a siyum on Masechta. I'm sitting there, so what? I can't open up a sefer.
But here we have a different problem. Like if you have a lift with the parish, not sefer.
Right. He's not learning because of parshas Tzibur. He happens to be saying, you might as well say it, because he says, "Ein la'adam l'frashah." He's not saying because of din of being parshas Tzibur. He says you don't have to say it if you don't want. Now, Michael, don't say it. His main problem is he's going to come to talk. So don't learn because he come to talk. So that means you finish Kishma and you want to open up a Mishnah and you want to learn a Mishnah. The Ramah seems to say don't do that because it might come to talk. You're not allowed to talk. So why we're going to learn Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says not like this.
What's not going to come to talk by Krishna? Mila the Yitzra is if I'm learning, I might come to talk. I see a nice work, I'm going to go tell it to somebody. In the middle of Krishna, I think I got a say from.
Right, you mean it. Right, we'll have to see if that's the shot.
Because I don't understand.
The comes along, so I looked at the Sefer Das Naita. From Chaim Kanievsky, and it's a little hard to see, distinguish where it begins, but look at the Tzeshayel. Misha Sayim Kriya Shema, Birchus Kriya Shema, Umamten, I'm waiting for the Baal Tefila, and Mutalayim is safer. My own learn. It comes up all the time, everywhere. You want to learn, you open up and say, well, that's when we all learn. We catch up learning during Davin. So could you learn during that time? Is it Mutter to learn? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Mutter. Of course, Rav Chaim doesn't say why. So now, the one who wrote the Sefer on the Baal, you're going to have to we'll read one more shayla here. Because once I looked at his shayla, so the next question is Tshuva Nun Beis. In Mutter, someone finished Pesukah de Zimra, and you have time till the Chazan says Kaddish. Yachal Lichtav Dibrei Torah, are you allowed to write? You want to sit down and take notes. Ma'adid, also, Bigmar Yaitzam Aris, Eav Rabba, are you allowed to? Ma'adid, Bigmar Kriyishma, Mutter. You're allowed to write. You want to write? You want to write down your Dibrei Torah? You can write down your Dibrei Torah. So, of course, on the bottom, look at 47. He asked my kasha, I don't understand. Tarachir, he brings down this Ramah. So right when I saw Chaim Kanievsky also, I didn't understand. I always learned, Pashit, you can't learn during that Zman. So on the bottom, he asked the kasha, he says, well, how could Chaim say you're allowed to do this? What about the piyutim? Miu yesh laimah. So tell me what you think. This is what he says. The laidam, the hacha Zman muatu. It's a small amount of time. Oh, a small amount of time. So you're telling me we're distinguishing between how much time it's... You finish your Shema, how much time are you going to be waiting? 30 seconds? Maybe a minute? Oh, it's such a... No, you're not going to come to talk. Then also, I don't know what he means with that. So the people are not going to see and they're going to think... I'm not sure what he means. The Davka Hasam. Also, the Shema Vinim Lama Eina Aymer Piyutin. So people don't understand why you're not saying the Piyutin. So they're going to learn from him, and they're going to be mezalzel. So you're the cause of other people not saying piyutim, because everybody's jealous. Oh, you're opening the sefer. What am I saying piyutim? I don't know what I'm saying anyway. Let me learn at that time. Other people are learning, so let me learn too. Mashenkin hocha. Everybody knows that the shliach tzibur finished, and I'm waiting for the shliach tzibur. No one's going to learn from you. So the way he's learning in this sefer, the whole problem is people are going to learn from you. That's not what the Ramah said. The Ramah said that don't do it, because yavai yachol. You're going to come to speak. When you're learning a sefer, you might come to speak. He doesn't say because other people are going to learn from me and then it's going to take away from their piyutim. And they're not going to say their piyutim. Or they're going to think it's okay. I don't know what he's saying. Then look like him. Shinishal came, he asked Al-Kasha. Imutter, lemi, you're waiting by Shira Chadasha. The Kaddish, the Kedusha, Chiyotzeboy. You're waiting over there because you want to start Shemana. You can't start Shemanesu. Are you allowed to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah? He says you're allowed to. And then he also asks the same kasha. Whatever the terutzim are, I don't have a good teretz. All I can tell you is that, and then if you look at the next column, why are you allowed to write? Because here, even though Ksiva's left Kedibra Dami, so Rav Chaim says not Kedibra Dami. To me, I think maybe his first teretz makes the most sense. Is that if the problem is going to come to speak, it's when it's piyutim, there's a lot. It's a lot of time. Piyutim take a lot of time, so maybe you come to speak. Rav Chaim held that if it's a short amount of time, so then you're not going to come to speak anyway. You're not going to come to speak, so then you could learn. Balach Lamaisa, he says you could learn.
They ask Rav Chaim also about piyutim, or they always ask Rav Chaim about those two questions.
Just those two questions. Piyutim, you can't argue on it. Ramah says he on the safe is not right. All right. Now, once we're in the safe already. What's the next shaila they ask Rav Chaim? Are you allowed to stand up? Im yesh, im bikriyash ma b'chaseh yesh lach. Would you stand up for a kachem? Ma'am shaila shaila. So he says, can you stand up? Now, when? Is he talking about first parasha? First parak? So if you look at the, it doesn't say, but when you look at the one on the bottom here, 49, I should have put in 49, Reb Chaim seems to say the way I learned, because I looked at what he writes. He doesn't distinguish. He says you're allowed to stand up, even in the first parsha, because the way we're learning, you're allowed. And like the Chidah, he brings down the Chidah on the bottom, I think. I remember he brings down on the 49 on the bottom, and his arm of kindness over there, he brings it down. Anyway, the halacha of standing up, you're allowed to stand up. The way we're learning, even in the first parasha, you stand up. I ain't chalking cover the Talmud b'makom harav. No, this is called kavod Hashem, and you can stand up. Regarding learning Torah, you could learn. If you're waiting during this man, Chaim says you're allowed to learn. You can open up the sefer and learn. Either Ramah, the Ramah is by piyutim. By piyutim, you're going to come to speak. It could be also because you're not going to say the piyutim. Your mamish think that I'm not saying the piyutim, and it takes time and it's long. And you're going to learn. You'll open a sefer. Maybe in a chanam you'll come to talk. But lahalach lemaisa, wherever you're waiting in davening, you can take out a sefer and you're allowed to learn. And we're not afraid you're going to come to talk.
Are you allowed to learn during the Rosh Shir?
That's a good child.
If you don't have the Rosh Shir, also said that Shema Yochel that the Hamoyin is going to come to see the Kaila.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. The Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah's lashon is that you're going to come to talk. In fact, you also are going to go ahead, and other people are going to learn from you too, but the ikkar of the Ramah's lashon is you're going to come to talk. That's his lashon. His lashon is Yavayu Ledaber.
He writes from a Teich Kat, but the Mishra writes, writes a line, he means to say, because she Yiru Hamayin, she Mistak,
Mishnevi, Yavayu Gamkin. They're also right, but it has to be him too. I assume him. They're not going to take it seriously, right? It's true. Shemitach yavayu l'daber, but they're all. You can learn the yavayu is going on all the people that are doing this, or the people are going to learn from him too. So that's he says. Yavayu l'daber, people are going to. You know, it could be. It's both. It's definitely him and everybody else. So the. So let's go back to now. I saw other terutzim over here. So why, if we're back to we brought
somebody
a good question
from somebody who thinks so. I'm learning, but they should learn.
Then maybe that's right. They should learn. So the question, let's go back to the question of why Yaakov, according to what we're saying, Yaakov didn't stand up only because he's in the first parak. We had a good question. Who said? Maybe he was in a different part of Kriya Shema. So then we have a good question. But I did find other terutzim over there. Rosh Kotel in the Mir in Yerushalayim. In this sefer, when they asked the question, they did ask the question to the number of Rabbanim. Im kei madu aloyos azayis Yaakov. Haremetzinu shechalat Yaakov kavod leyosef. He's a melech. He didn't. He gives him covet. He didn't want to. He didn't find. Also, that's why Yosef never came to visit Yaakov all those years. He was a melech, and you have to give covet to melech. Yosef didn't want his father to stand up, and so he doesn't go visit him. So you see that he was going to give him covet. So his teretz is like this. The first teretz doesn't really answer the question because he doesn't. All those years, nir l'taretz, he even shayu rabba shel Yosef. Yaakov was the rebbe of Yosef. Lechash miyira afal pishu melech. Why not? I mean, he's a melech. That teretz I don't understand. Yosef is the melech. He's left to covet for the melech. It's like if you don't have covet for the melech, no one's gonna have covet for the melech. I mean,
he wasn't really the melech.
But he was the second.
He wasn't the biggest covet of the melech. Was it?
But he was like a melech.
To discover his father. That was the biggest covet. The fact that he was there. Because. Right?
So the next teretz I found is I don't know who this gadol is, but he wrote a sefer Divrei Pinchas, and he says like this: because they all ask, Moshe Rabbeinu serves Yisrael. How does Moshe Rabbeinu serve Yisrael? Moshe is really a melech. We learned in the Gemara, and we had a few weeks ago in the Daf, was he a kind gadol? What din does he have? A din of a melech. So if he has a din of a melech, how does Moshe Rabbeinu serve Yisrael? How does Yisrael let him serve him? A melech's not allowed to be Moshe on his kavod, and Moshe Rabbeinu is serving his son, his father-in-law. Because of, this is what he says, based on the Arachayim. The Fnei Ma'an Tayyid is no din of the Melech. You don't have a Kayach of Melech. So if there's no din of the Melech, it comes out good. Shalei Mutta Lahafni, Kavod Malchus was there. So he asks questions on this, because if you the Hayyaisiv Sassukur Savayisim Shum Lechim Lechvaydam, Balakal Mehmet Sheikh Mer Alatzmai, he goes into the whole thing, what a Melech Shemachal Kavod, they ain't Kavod, they Malchal or not. But you see that we, from all of the questions that the Mefarshim speak about, it's mashma that he had a din of a melech. And that's why later on also the brothers, if you look at who actually buried, it doesn't say Yosef was there. He went with the burial, and he it seems that he always was treated as if he was a melech. So that parrot is a little bit hard to understand why Yaakov at that point did not if he was in the first parsha, why didn't stop? Unless he's in the first pasuk, like we said before. Once I was in the Sefer Das Naita, obviously I'm not going to stop. I wanted to see what the next question was. Now this question is pages later on, but I was skimming through the Sefer, and then I came across something that was Nageya, because it comes up in Shul when we were trying to make Zman Kriya Shema. And that is, when you're trying to make Zman Kriya Shema, you also have to get the brachas into the Zman Kriya Shema. Is it only the Shema, or is it the brachas too? So I always was of the opinion, it's a Ben Ishchai, and the Ben Ishchai says that once you start, you already made the Zman. And that's what the Ben Ishchai says, just start. Make sure you get that first, you get it, just start it before the Zman. So, I know the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah says you have to say the whole Shema. However, what about Birchas Kriya Shema? That, I wasn't, didn't see anybody. When I was in this Sefer, they asked Reb Chaim this question, so let's see what he says. It brings down Shulchan Aruch Sibin Ches, there's Mam Birchas Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is also called Shadav. Tzarech Iyin. Im Yesh Din L'Chatchila, is there a Din L'Chatchila L'Varech Birchas Kriya Shema, B'Sach Gimel Shois, Shuzman Esham Mitzis Kriya Shema. Also, not just Kriya Shema, Birchas Kriya Shema too. The Nafkamina is like this. Sheyach L'Chatchila L'Kriya Shema, B'Sach Shah Gimel. You could get to the end of his Zman, just say Kriya Shema, and then say Birchas Yatziv after. B'Shadalad, I could say that after Zman Kriya Shema. Tshuva, he says like this. Obviously, this is the Teretz that I would tell you. This is how I would write it. Lashon HaGemara, the Lashon of the Gemara is Lehifsid B'Chaseh, right? Because the Gemara says that if you say the Brachas after Zman, you didn't lose the Brachas. Mashon L'Chatchila Ro Gam HaBirchas V'Zmanim. L'Chatchila, the Brachas should be also in the Zman of Kriya Shema too. Not because, again, Gemara says you didn't lose, if you say the Brachas after, you don't lose the lashon over there is, you don't lose the brachas. So you get some schar. You don't get the full schar. It says, Reb Chaim, you definitely see from the Gemara that it's mashma that you should try to get. That's why I tried sometimes. Mm-hmm. Try to get the birchas kriya shema also into the zman, not just the kriya shema itself. He brings that on the bottom from Rabbi Yashiv also. Then Kasav Sefer Kavis Chubis from Rabbi Yashiv. The shame brings his Zayis Ranan. The din birchas kriya shema. The Kriya Shema Lenin Zman. That Birchas Kriya Shema too. So when you try to make Zman Kriya Shema, it's not just Zman Kriya Shema, it's L'Chatchila. Again, L'Chatchila, it's right. So Ratzon Lamed L'Chatchila Yav Zman. But if you just get the Shema in, obviously it's enough, because if not, so what do we, if we're going to make Zman Kriya Shema, so what is it up to read Kriya Shema earlier on anyway? You didn't say the Birchas Kriya Shema. So you definitely see from all the Paiskim that just Shema is enough. But there is a L'Chatchila to try to get also the Birchas Kriya Shema in. So not just like the Mishnah Berurah, just the Shema itself. So again, Ben Ishchai says, just start your Shema. Mishnah Berurah says, you have to finish the whole Shema in the Zman. And now we have Rabbi Yashiv and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that they both say that you need even more than that. You need the Birchas Kriya Shema too. So if you're trying to make Zman Kriya Shema, you should try to make sure that you're going to...
We'll start earlier.
Start earlier, right. Another 2 minutes, you start earlier too. Just up Drush once on this coming March. What? Yisrael, yeah. Just to conclude with a question that we are going to have to talk about at some point. Just trying to find the right time. People keep on asking me. We spoke about it. But it's important as we get older, to, especially you hit a certain age in halacha, to consider, to worry, to think about getting hamisa. This way, it's a school of arichas yamin. And many people are asking me about Makom Kvura and where and Eretz Yisrael and what's the pros and cons for both of them. So I have to find the right time when I can get more of the Olam here, because that's, everyone's asking me what to do. And it's something to discuss, and I know we don't want to think about it, but it's a school. It definitely is a school of Arichas Yamim. I was told a lot of different schools, so this one is brought down. So it's something that we should think about, whether it's life insurance plans, obviously, everybody... I hope everybody, I made sure everybody has. I hope they listen to me. When it comes, well?
It should be part of membership.
It should be part of membership.
You have sure. You have life.
We should. And it comes to writing a will, also, something we have to figure. Yes, the time well, comes at a certain point. You got to do this. One of the questions is, it all comes down to this week's parasha, this coming parasha, and that's why we'll talk about it over the week, this concept of Yaakov saying, I don't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Why not? Why do I want to be buried in Mitzrayim? Says Rashi, I'll not take greater time. Shein may say chutzlar it's chayim ela b'tzar gilgal mechilas. You don't want to. Rashi says that I don't want to have to roll to Eretz Yisrael by tchias hameisin. Okay, so I will ask. This is a maridik akasha I found in the sefer. If that's true, where is Yaakov buried? He's buried in Maris Achpelah. He's not in Yerushalayim. If you learn the Gemara actually says, I'll read you the Gemara over here. Let's read it. Kasha, it's the Medrash says. If that's why Yaakov doesn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim, in Machmasar Gilgal Mechilas, because Yaakov just got Mitzrayim, in Cain, why was he should have said, I want to be buried in Yerushalayim, not in Hebron. The Gemara says in Sefer Tzubis, we learned the Gemara there, Asidim Sadikim, that the tzaddikim shemivatzim oil in Yerushalayim, they're going to come out of Yerushalayim. That's where they're going to sprout from. Benimtza ki yadai and yield tzar gil, you're still going to have gilgal mechilas mechaber in Yerushalayim. And roll to Yerushalayim. How are you getting to Yerushalayim? So what, if he doesn't want to have, it's Mara de Kishayla, if he doesn't want to have gilgal mechilas, so what does it help to go to Hebron?
Well, this is another way, all the mechaim and
sakdash
are all
going to
come out of Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim is going to expand, right? I know. So they sent this this question to many Gedolim. Well, the Mekubalim say like a Brummy a little bit. They say, and I wrote it just if you wanted to see all the different answers that were given by different Rabbanim over there. But just to, that reason, the Arizal does say that on Erev Shabbos, Acher Chatzos, the others come to the Kaisel Maravi. So those that are buried in Maris HaMechpelah do not have to be megalgal in the Mechilos because there is anyway a path from Maris HaMechpelah to Kaisel Maravi, so they're not going to be rolling. You're going to be able to walk through whatever path is there, right? So that's the Mekubal. That's Rabbi Gamliel actually said that. There are other terutzim over here, but one terutz is just the one on the bigger print on the top over here. Because a lot of people are asking me that question, Beit Shemesh, and even in Eretz Yisrael, you want to go Har Menuchos, Har Hazeisin, those are in Yerushalayim already, or maybe they are. It's questionable what's called Yerushalayim. But maybe that's Yerushalayim, or you go to Beit Shemesh, but it's not Yerushalayim anymore. So then we should go to Yerushalayim. So once I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, let's go to Yerushalayim. So look over here, and then this will help decide where is those that want to go to Eretz Yisrael, where they should be buried. He says there's a big difference. Everyone's going to end up in Yerushalayim. El Shemesei Chutz Laretz Miskal, the Gufim are going to roll to Yerushalayim. Yisham Yerushalayim, there's going to be Tchias HaMesem. Hashem came, the Mesei Eretz Yisrael, that are not Gvurim Yerushalayim, they're going to get up where they were buried, and then they have to go up to Yerushalayim. They're not going to be rolling. So that's the easy answer. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Hasidim Tzadikim Shemivatzitzin. They're going to come out of the ground and they'll walk to Yerushalayim. So that's a little trip to Yerushalayim. Quietly in Yerushalayim. But Yamru, it doesn't have to say that they're going to roll. Oh, so Yaakov Avinu says, the Iker is, I don't want to roll. If I have to take a little bit of a journey to get to Yerushalayim, I'll take a journey from Hebron to Yerushalayim. So those that ask him and say, okay, Beit Shemesh is good. So you'll be in Eretz Yisrael. And if you can go then and you walk there, you'll take a bus ride. I don't know how you get there. But you'll take the route. You'll go to Yerushalayim. We'll end up in Yerushalayim anyway. We're going to greet Mashiach. But definitely, this is the parasha, which of course the Chevra talks about, and they call me to talk about. But it is something to start to think about: is the makam of where we want to be able to get up by Tchias HaMeisim, where it should be. So we talk about it, looking at it, Tchias HaMeisim, where should it be? And there's pros and cons both ways. And Olam I'm not going to tell them what to do. We can discuss the pros and the cons of being buried where. But we do see that even if it's in Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov didn't have to go to Yerushalayim. So those that say, oh, I want to be buried in Yerushalayim, you see that Yaakov wasn't worried about that. He said, just be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, it's a discussion for a different time. Go ahead.